People of Note on Fine Music Radio is proudly brought to you each week at this time by Peter Turin Productions. This is Rodney Trudgeon welcoming you to this week's edition of People of Note here on Fine Music Radio. We're going to be talking about guitars because there's a concert involving the group CH2, as well as a young Polish guitarist, Marcin Paculek, who is going to be my guest. Now, a little story about 2 weeks ago, James Grace, our guitarist here in Cape Town, as you know, played me a clip of a young man playing on the guitar Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. And I said, no, that's impossible. Whoever did that must be mad. So he said, have a look. And I looked and I thought, this is ridiculous. And I was a bit sort of taken aback because it kind of worked. And then the next thing, I was asked to interview Marcin Paculek, who was coming into town to play. And I thought, gosh, who would have thought, having been rather cynical, and you hear him laughing, and Marcin, welcome.
Thank you so much. It's a wonderful introduction.
It's quite a shock to, I mean, just by now saying to listeners, right, you have transcribed Beethoven's Fifth Symphony for the guitar, yes, the whole thing, all 35 minutes of it.
Well, no, I cannot go that far, you know. Transcribing 35 minutes of a full symphony orchestra into one guitar would be a very painful process. However, I did transcribe, I think, the core of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. It takes about 5 minutes, the whole piece that I play. And I'm very glad, actually, that you mentioned transcribing and creating it, because when I play it on concerts or when I perform it live, people only hear the result, right? And they hear, maybe they do hear the orchestra and the guitar, and they do appreciate some of the work. But nobody thinks about me sitting in a room and just, you know, doing the work that is very difficult. So I appreciate the mention, definitely.
Let me just tell our listeners more about you, Marcin, before we find out all about you. Marcin Paculek is an 18-year-old Polish solo guitarist, arranger-composer, mostly known for his guitar arrangements and compositions, which apparently gather over 70 million views online.
But right now it's 80. I'm sorry that I'm...
No, we must keep up to date.
Yeah, don't want to get ahead of myself.
No, absolutely. 80 million. Marcin is the winner of two major talent shows, the biggest Polish TV talent show called Must Be the Music, that was in 2015, and the Italian one, Italian TV Got Talent, in 2018. Now, your background, Marcin, was with classical guitar. That's how it all started.
That's right.
So let's see where it went wrong and you went mad and did all these things.
Nicely put. Yeah, so...
Okay.
Yes?
Tell me how you started. What attracted you to the guitar?
Right. Well, it's a very peculiar story, I would say, because it all came accidentally. It was my dad who initiated really anything. When I was 10 years old, he signed me up for guitar classes, for a 10-day guitar course at a local teacher's studio, let's say it's called. And you have to realize that it's not exactly a very prestigious school or a prestigious institute, because I live in a pretty small city in Poland. And I wasn't really thinking about it very seriously, to be honest. I was just a kid, and I had nothing to do in the summertime, so something, you know, I need to fill out my time. But the thing is that when I did go to the classes and when I met Mr. Pikor, the name of my teacher, he was very much taken aback what I showed him. Of course, it's pretty difficult for me to talk about that because I do not want to sound arrogant or anything.
No, you must. You must tell us how it all happened.
However, you know, he gave me some very early exercises and some stuff to practice just straight on when I came in with no experience of the guitar whatsoever. And it became very natural and very evident that my skills came naturally to me, and that it was not any sort of, there was no pressure from the outside and there was no even need for me to practice, but still it very much happened swiftly and fluently.
And what age were you then when this, where are we at your age now?
Well, I'm still 10 years old.
10 years old, okay.
Exactly, because the chronology exactly would be that I go to the course, 10-day course before the summertime. We have some classes. The teacher is extremely happy with my progress and surprised with how well I adapt. Then there's the summer, right? So 2 months off in Poland is 2 months. And I wasn't supposed to do any work. I was just supposed to relax. It's the summertime, right? But I figured I would practice because, I don't know, I just seemed, it seems to me like that's the thing to do. So I've been practicing really hard for 2 months and I come back to his place. Way better skills, right? Because I've been practicing hard. And that's where he really saw potential, and he was a very eccentric teacher and very strict. Definitely a big, I mean, it's really important to have that sort of teacher that really doesn't let anything slip by, you know, his ear. So yeah, so after 3 months of practicing the real sort of practice with real classes, not the course, I managed to win my first competition, classical competition. It was my regional, like the region, like a state in Poland. I managed to win that, and I won with people that were older than me.
Really? So that must have irritated them.
Probably. but that was a huge surprise to me and to my parents as well, because I haven't been like, it's not like I've been putting everything I had. I mean, I was, but not in terms of time. You know, I wasn't practicing 8 hours a day or anything like that. It was sort of more of an approach, like naturally, right? And to hear my name being read as the first prize winner was like, I think they made a mistake. You know, it's not possible.
Okay, and so this was the start of what seemed to become. So we have your father to thank. Exactly. I wonder why he chose the guitar. Does he like the guitar?
He definitely likes the guitar, and he loves music, that's for sure. You know, music does run in my family. However, it's never been on a professional level. My grandpa especially, he also played the guitar when in his youth very well in a jazz band. You know, in Poland, when he was young, in the 70s or the 60s and 70s and 80s, there was a very harsh communist regime, right? And the only way to express yourself freely, you know, not being censored, would be jazz back then. Okay. And he was a very big jazz buff, I guess I could say, and he played the guitar and sang in a band. So that was, I think, the main start of the, you know, music journey of my family. But my dad especially got very interested in guitars when he was young, with metal mostly. You know, he had all the posters of you know, Iron Maiden, I guess, all the bands back then, Led Zeppelin. So he was a big metalhead, if I may say so. And he saw like reason in putting me in a classical guitar class, because very, very smartly he knew that classical technique is, you know, the birth of every other technique with the guitar, as I think it's similar with many other instruments.
Okay. Now look, let's have a piece of music, and I see I'm almost scared about this. Your first choice is in fact this Beethoven.
It is.
Okay. So this is you, this is your recording of your arrangement.
Yes. If I may mention, I'm sorry.
Please do.
If I may mention that to the listeners, it's very important that the whole, everything you hear and everything that's going to be played in a moment is performed live on one guitar. So everything is happening simultaneously, and I think that's a big, you know, big point to make.
Okay, so no clever studio tricks.
No, absolutely not. No
double tracking.
No dubs. No nothing. It's all live at one time. Right, that's what I mean.
Okay, now look, listen to this, and you'll hear why I was so surprised when James played this to me a few weeks ago. Thank you. No, your ears are not deceiving you. Fine Music Radio hasn't gone mad. That was indeed Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, played by my guest on People of Note this week, Marcin Paczulek, and recorded live, and his own transcription as well. You know what, Marcin, I must just ask you, why did you do that? What made you
Well, that's a very good question, a very general one at that, but indeed a very important question. You know, as we mentioned, of course, my background is very much strictly classical. I also picked up flamenco on my way, you know, on my progression. I was taught by a Spanish guitarist, Carlos Piñana. And that is important because at that point I started to notice how important and how much it resonates with me to combine styles together and to sort of try to push forward, you know, to sort of make something new, make something out of nothing, you know, because that's what art is, in my opinion, to just make something out of nothing. And I have had quite a few very negative situations involving classical music, especially on the like on the competition level. You know, I have taken part in very many competitions ever since I started. As I mentioned, of course, the first one was a big surprise to me, and then it definitely gave me a taste of progressing and wanting to, you know, compete. However, when I started getting to a higher level and I competed in some international competitions, it became very evident that the judges were very unhappy with my choice of works, for example, or because I was always very much an advocate for example, using flamenco as a sort of way of expressing classical music as well, because it is classical music. It is Spain's traditional classical music, and it's wonderful, you know. So I did express myself that way in competitions, and it was all according to the rules and everything. But the teachers just, one thing, they really didn't want me to do anything out of the, you know, out of the ordinary. And second thing, they were really pushing for their own students to win. And I think that's just awful.
Yeah. That's a bit of a scandal at the moment, I've noticed, actually, in a lot of articles on the internet, that there is this thing where people are pushing their own students to win. Yeah. And there are also even judges on the panel where their students aren't pushing them.
Exactly, yeah. So why I mention that is because one of the final competition, classical competition I took part in was, I think, in 2016 or 17, I do not remember exactly, and it was an international competition in Olsztyn, named by Joaquin Rodrigo. So a very big competition for guitar, especially in my country, and because I know what was happening when the judges were talking, because my teacher knows some of them, all the Polish judges were very much rooting for me not to win, and they were like, because I played Paganini's Caprice 24, the classical version, I played El Colibri, so a very explosive piece, and I also played one of I just forgot the name, but a contemporary piece, right? And all of these pieces I did want to sort of, you know, showcase the newness, you know, something that I am who I am, so I want to, you know, perform the way I do. And the Polish judges really disliked that, and they wanted their students to win very strongly. But there was a Spanish woman and a Greek in among the judges, and they form a duo called Duo Melis, very famous around Europe. And they were rooting for me like with full hearts. And I know that the woman, the lady, I should rather say, the performer, she said that if I don't win, then she's leaving right now. She's going to the airport and she's leaving. She's not playing the concert, because of course, it's kind of abstract for me to say that, but it's been wonderful to have that support. And of course, they're very objective. It's not like they want somebody to win because of something. Yeah. And that, because I had so many, maybe not like bad, but unpleasant situations, I knew I wanted to go in a bit of a different direction. And I didn't want to like forgive classical music altogether, because that would be a mad thing to do. However, I saw a very big gap in guitar music, especially, that nobody was filling, and nobody was even trying to fill, to transcribe and arrange these legendary pieces in a new way, so that they can be rediscovered, you know, and that it can be sort of a new wave of approach to classical music. And I feel like, of course, it's a very big task to do, and I'm not saying that I managed to do it. However, I was extremely pleasantly surprised when, for example, the arrangement we just heard, Beethoven's Fifth, was viewed by over 25 million people around the world. So that's mental, you know.
Yes, of course.
And I feel very blessed to be able to showcase classical music to that amount of people.
Okay, so what we're saying is classical music obviously is very important to you, but yes. you didn't want the straitjacket of classical music.
No.
You wanted to be able to explore, to be yourself, as you said,
exactly.
and to introduce something that is fundamentally yours, which exactly. would therefore not fit into a normal international competition, would it?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's
that.
The problem.
Yeah, it is true that the style that I perform in is something very fresh and very modern, and even though I'm not claiming I'm the only one playing like that, because it's not true, however, other people who do this sort of percussive finger-style approach to acoustic guitar, they always just focus on the same sort of approach, which is pop stuff, you know, and maybe rock stuff or you know, this sort of mainstream entry-level sort of stuff. They play amazingly, and I love these guys because I know them. It's a very tight-knit family.
Mm-hmm.
But to see that classical music did not get appreciated in that circle, I was just elated because I could do something, you know, to express yeah. myself, but to showcase, you know, the legendary piece that was, you know, composed ages ago.
Well, the legendary piece, the Beethoven 5, I think is easily called legendary. But another one you've done, and I see it's your next choice, Martin,
yes.
is the 24th Caprice for
yes.
solo violin by Paganini.
Yes, indeed.
What can we expect on this?
Well, it's a very new piece. It has never been performed live, so as I am playing with CH2 in Paul Kluwer Amphitheater on 9th March, of course I invite everybody to come there, it's going to be the first time ever I'm going to perform this piece live. It has been a blast arranging it because it is really technical, but at the same time there is this beautiful melody that is going on. So to try to, you know, incorporate these two together, it was just a blast, you know, it was really, really cool. And yeah, so I'm looking forward for people to hear it for the first time because it's a premiere.
We'll be right back. Well, as you heard, that's a premiere of the 24th Caprice for solo violin by Paganini, played on the guitar in an arrangement by the person who played it, who is my guest here on People of Note on Fine Music Radio this week, Marcin Paczulek, who's Polish, who's 18 years old,
right,
and who's in town, Marcin, to play with the group CH2, as you indeed said, at Paul Kluwer on the 9th, Saturday the 9th. Now, CH2 is a group, a duo from Gauteng, who've released many, many CDs and who are great favorites. So what I'd like to know just briefly is, how did you come to meet them, or why are you here?
Well, it is it is very appropriate that this is the moment we mentioned that, because just a minute ago we heard Paganini being played in my arrangement. And actually, before that, I mentioned me playing the classical version of that piece in a competition. A video from my classroom when I play this exact classical version was posted online and went very viral. Many people saw it. And among these people were the organizers of this very tour called Guitar Wizards. Love the name.
Guitar Wizards, yes.
And the organizer really loved the Paganini rendition. So he showed it to the wonderful guys at CH2. And they were very, very much happy to welcome me in South Africa. And I feel extremely blessed to be able to play with them, because it's such a fiery duo. And it's nice because it's a good dynamic, you know. CH2 has their own approach to music, and is a bit different than what I do. Definitely is audible. However, there are similar elements, so it is contrasting, but not in a way that would be, you know, distasteful or something.
Okay.
So it's a very nice dynamic. Yeah, and I haven't met them yet, actually.
I'm
going to meet them, I think, tomorrow.
Okay.
It's going to be the first day. And I just cannot wait. You know, I've listened to them a lot. As you mentioned, they have loads of CDs out. You know, I'm trying to build my repertoire as broad as they have.
So what sort of program will you play on the 9th, Saturday the 9th, at Paul Kluwer? What sort of thing will you play?
Right.
Will you play on your own, like this Paganini, but you'll also play with them and they'll play on their own, so you will get a taste of everything?
Right, exactly as you said. I think it's a very dynamic and very, very big guitar show. Sort of, I don't think it has ever been done in that sort of direction. I'm very happy with what the organizers came up with. First, like a full 40-minute concert is going to be conducted by CH2, when they will play, of course, their own repertoire. Then I will come on stage and do my own repertoire and everything that I prepared. I have to mention that among these arrangements that we just heard, I also will perform my own compositions that involve some very ambient and interesting, I think, electronic music element that I also create.
Which we must talk about later.
Of course,
in a moment.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah.
And then at the end, there's a huge finale. We come together, both me and CH2, and we do some really, really cool stuff that I will not mention because it's a surprise.
Okay. It sounds like a different sort of concert as well, which sounds very attractive.
Indeed.
Different concert. Now, just tell me a little bit about, you said you come from a small town in Poland. Where is it, for example, in relation to Warsaw, which
right,
we all know?
Well, the town is, it's less than 2 hours away from Warsaw, so it's a pretty small distance. You know, now in Poland we have very nice roads, so it's pretty swift to get there. The town is quite small because there's less than 200,000 citizens. It's not tiny, you know, I can't say that it's tiny, especially for Polish standards. However, you know, growing up in Kielce, because that is the name of my, you know, best regards to anybody maybe from Kielce who's listening, would be wonderful. Growing up there hasn't been super easy musically, because there was not many acts that would come up in Kielce and sort of show me the way, you know, like sort of inspire me that much. And one tool that allowed me to actually, you know, get an eye around the world and see what people were doing was the internet. And that was really the only way I could, because of course, you know, they were coming to Warsaw and around to Krakow in Poland. However, it's not the ideal thing, you know, and I have school and everything, so it's not that easy. But to see online, you know, how guitar was progressing and you know, to be able to meet classical music as a consumer, not as a player, was extremely important to me. And even though in Kielce I couldn't get it as much, the internet shaped me, I think, in a very important way.
Gosh. And have you traveled now?
Yes.
I mean, your career seems to be taking off thanks to all this viral stuff in your competitions.
Yes.
Here you are, so far south. Have you ever been the south before?
Never ever in my life. I never have imagined I would.
Come so far, right to the tip of Africa.
Crazy. crazy.
But have you been around Europe and to the States maybe, or all those places?
Right.
Always performing?
Well, it has started picking up very, very much recently, because with the release of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, I also performed on Italy's Got Talent and managed to win there, which was a surprise in itself. This sort of created a very big boom for me, and I got, you know, a huge amount of proposals from around the world. And I did start traveling, for example, to Mexico or to Los Angeles. It was a really wonderful time. I mean, I would have never imagined to have gone that far. And now to South Africa, which is abstract. And it's so lovely. I mean, it's because now it's summer here, right? In Poland, it is the end of winter. And I do not want to even describe to you what winter looks like in Poland, because it's really not a beautiful picture. It can be beautiful. However, at the end, you know, it's really gray, really, really cold. So I came here, you know, I had a full coat on, you know, and I was like, oh, this is not the place to be wearing a coat.
No.
Right.
And so much daylight here, because Poland, now your days will be very short.
Yes, indeed, indeed. I mean, now it's changing, because it's the end
spring,
of winter.
When you get back,
is coming,
spring.
Yeah, it's good, because, you know, I'm taking a bit of time off from Poland, where it's not very beautiful, and I come back, actually, after South Africa, after the whole tour with Guitar Wizards, I am going to Poland for only 2 days, and I'm flying to France, actually, to perform on a very lovely guitar festival and give masterclasses there as well. And I love doing that, you know, because it's, you know, I don't want to put myself on a pedestal, but it's nice to have people interact, you know, clearly.
Yes.
So masterclasses in France, I'll showcase my French a bit, which is wonderful. I can't wait.
How many languages do you speak?
I can, of course, Polish and English. I hope that you can hear English is fine. I hope
it's very good. It's
right?
Very good.
And I also
much better than my Polish, which is not
it's not that surprising, but yeah. Of course, if you come to Poland, I will gladly teach you, you know.
Well, you said to me, Marcin, what a beautiful city Warsaw is, that
yes.
I must come. I've never been to Warsaw.
Oh,
I know people who've gone there who speak very highly of it. And you're telling me that I must come. And
definitely.
Our listeners, come to
definitely.
Warsaw.
Yeah, please, please. I mean, you know, Poland isn't as much talked about as it should be, because, you know, it's not, Warsaw isn't Paris in people's minds. But, you know, recently one of the representatives of a very big company that I cannot mention came to Warsaw from Ireland to see us. And he was baffled, you know, because you don't talk about Warsaw, but it's really one of the fastest developing cities in Europe. So come to Warsaw. I'll give you a big hug, you know, when you come and just see around. You know, it's beautiful.
Is it a beautiful city to look at? Trees
yes,
parks? And
well, there's a lot of parks and a lot of trees. It's nice because you have a very modern side of Warsaw as well, very booming, you know, you can feel the city rush. However, very close, you have the old town. It has all been rebuilt from scratch because of World War II, when Warsaw was just reduced to rubble. Now it still has the traditional vibe, but it's very new, and the old town is so atmospheric. So it's all, you know, very closely situated to each other. So a city of contrast, but, you know, a wonderful one at that.
Okay, well, what about that for an invitation to our listeners, that if they come to Warsaw, you'll hug them and welcome from Marcin Paczelek. Another piece of music. I think this is another one of your...
It's my own composition.
I'm glad, by the way, that you're playing us your... Oh, this is your own composition?
Yes, it is.
Oh, right. Okay. So tell me what we're going to hear.
Well,
and what to expect.
The composition...
I get scared.
No, don't be scared. I mean, actually, this is one piece that you can be scared because the composition is called Baba Yaga. It's based on traditional folklore, the Slavic folklore. Mm-hmm. Of course, Poland is also in that area.
But and Baba Yaga is a sort of a witch.
It is a witch.
An evil witch.
She is an evil witch. She lives in a house... Or that stands on a chicken's foot. Wonderful legend. Yeah, I was scared when I was really, really little. You know, my mom would scare me, you know, to go to bed or something. And the woods in my region are very closely, you know, actually the logo of my region is a witch on a broom. A very, very nice logo. And I wanted to give homage to that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a minute in this piece where I play a traditional melody from Poland. I think it's very atmospheric, and as you will hear, it's not only guitar, also electronic production, very ambient and very, I think, atmospheric. You know, you'll judge for yourself.
All done by you. All done.
Everything.
By you
everything. Yes, done by me, everything. Production, composition, and arranging as well.
Okay, here we go. Hold tight. Well, there you are. That's music composed by my guest on People of Note this week, Marcin Patselec, and it's called Baba Yaga.
Indeed.
And Marcin, that, as you said, involved electronics
yes.
and other sort of effects, which you obviously enjoy doing as well
right.
in the studio.
Right. Well, as I mentioned, my journey with classical music started to not drift away from classical, but sort of, you know, diverge in many, many paths. And one of them, I figured it would be very important to pick up on something different than the guitar. And naturally, because of my dad, who loves electronic music and has been producing some of it for some time now, I started producing, right, and creating my own soundscapes and ideas on my laptop, right? It's a great thing to do because it doesn't require much space or anything. You just take your laptop and just let the creative juices flow, as they say.
Yes, they do.
So
very English expression.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So for me to combine my guitar and electronic music has been open a completely different world, you know? And even though, because I've been playing very many concerts recently and traveling because of the shows and everything, I wasn't exactly able to compose more of that. But so I've been making arrangements, right? However, I'm very, very sure that in the near future, I will create way more of that sort of stuff, more
okay.
electronic and okay. combining it, because it would be very, you know, a huge pity to sort of allow classical music to just literally stay in the state that it used to be. Of course, it isn't staying in that state because there's many wonderful modern composers, but to put electronic music into the mix, you know, and make some ambient stuff with that, it's a very big, you know, space to explore. And, you know, I invite as many artists as can do that to, you know, try their hand in this sort of stuff,
mm-hmm.
because it's an unexplored, you know, direction.
There is, I'm not entirely sure I agree with this, but there is a movement for sort of reimagined, you know, I think it was Max Richter who did the Four Seasons of Vivaldi, and
right.
he said the Four Seasons reimagined, or whatever phrase he used, where he took the Four Seasons and added ambient sounds and also
right.
the sort of Philip Glass effect of minimalism.
I need to hear that then.
And yeah, you must. It's very interesting to see what he's done.
Right.
And it is, as you say, infusing classics, established classics, with something new. But still, we always go back to the great classics.
Of course,
I mean,
of course.
You, for example, I'm sure you must have played the Aranjuez Concerto for Rodrigo,
yes.
and love it maybe even.
Yes, I mean, I think it's one of the best works for guitar to have ever been created. And for me, you know, it's been towards the end of my educational journey with classical guitar that I've been studying Rodrigo Rodrigo. Indeed, I've been getting into his music, and I even got a book from my teacher. I feel really bad now because I didn't return it yet, so now it's good
yeah.
that I'm talking about it to return it. And it really goes in depth into what he was exploring when he was doing his concertos, and it's important to have that sort of composer, because with classical guitar, it's a bit forgotten, I think, because of course you've got the violin concertos or the piano for Tchaikovsky, right, piano concertos, but for guitar, you know, it's a pity to not have more of these sort of
yeah.
artists.
And what about sort of the early Renaissance period, John Dowland, that sort
mm-hmm.
of music for
yeah.
for guitar, I suppose, maybe
lute,
even
yeah.
lute in those days, but would you explore that, for example?
Actually, I have not thought about that before. I know that I am familiar with John Dowland's pieces. However, I have to be fully honest with you that period of time is not exactly to my liking.
Okay, fair enough.
I am, you know, when Romanticism came, or Romanticism, I'm not sure how to say that in English.
Right, perfect Romanticism.
Right. When that came, And I heard what they explored, and Chopin, right, and Beethoven, of course, was just on the verge of Romanticism. That's what I loved the most,
okay.
you know, that's
okay.
wonderful. To be Renaissance, I'm not that much of a fan of that. Just, you know, it's just my own
taste. We all have our tastes. But I want to ask you about your fingerstyle. You are famous for acoustic fingerstyle, and I have no idea what that is.
Right.
Now explains that we can understand.
Definitely.
Without pictures or
definitely,
sounds.
Definitely, yeah, yeah. Well, we have gotten some sounds already, right?
Yes.
We could hear that. But acoustic fingerstyle, and I could call my style percussive fingerstyle, is a very fresh and very dynamic approach to guitar. It basically, the sort of core of mentality which you have when you sort of approach the style is to put a full band or a full orchestra or just a full picture or soundscape into one instrument. and explore the instrument to its limits. Because, you know, there have been some classical examples of using guitar in a percussive way. For example, in flamenco, you know, with golpe is a very famous technique. However, to go to the length that I have and my fellow fingerstyle players have is a very new thing. And it's very exciting because it has been starting to pick up, you know, the pace online and in live on concerts. And it's a very, very strong new wave, you know. So of course, during my concert, there comes the visual element to it. You will see how different it looks when a fingerstyle guitar is being played rather than a classical one or any other instrument for that matter. To see what is happening with the body of the guitar, it's really shocking for many people. And, and well, it is like the scratches and, you know, and the sort of percussive approach to it is very exhilarating, I think. And with techniques like tapping, with techniques like, you know, playing just left hand or just right hand, when, you know, so many techniques that don't even have their names yet. Of course, everything is going to be visible on our concert with CH2. As we mentioned, you know, Paul Kluver,
Ninth March.
I think the visual aspect is a very, very strong, you know, thing in that style.
But sound-wise, it would be very different as well.
Well, definitely,
it?
Definitely. Yes. No, I am. You know, the biggest compliment I get is when people think that it's played by more than one guitar, because to be able to combine bass, the bass line, the melody, as well as the classical sort of guitar approach with the percussion, you know, it takes, you know, a lot of detailed thought, you know, to get that. And when people do appreciate it and hear the very much very different layers stacking on top of each other, that's when I feel best and motivated the most. So you can definitely hear, you know, I mean, as I mentioned, all the sounds you heard, I mean, not in Baba Yaga, but before that, all the sounds you heard came from one guitar with, you know, percussion coming at the same time the melodies. And that involves, you know, playing the melody with my left hand, percussive stuff in my right hand, and, you know, and I don't know, my legs don't do anything yet.
Yes, yeah. I'm glad you said yet.
Yeah. But yeah, it's very different.
Gosh, I don't know whether to be excited or scared.
Both.
But now look at your next choice. Now, I wondered if this was going to happen. Mm. Chopin. I mean, you're
patriotic.
Polish. You raved about Warsaw. Right. You have to have Chopin. And what if, is it special to you, Chopin?
Well, it's a must to include Chopin in my, you know, in my influences and in general in the music that shaped me. You know, I feel very, very close to his music because, you know, the piece that I picked, which is Polonaise in A flat major, as the name suggests, Polonaise is very patriotic. You know, it speaks about Poland. It's been a tough time when Chopin, of course, was creating his pieces. And I always felt like it's a staple, not only in Poland's history, but in the history of classical music in general. I think that Poland hasn't seen as huge a composer. Of course, we had Penderecki and Lutosławski. However, Chopin just resonates with me on some different level. And it's hard to describe that, you know, but it's been a natural choice for sure.
And who's going to play it for us?
Well, I picked Zimmermann as my pianist of choice, if I may say so. Again, I looked at his playing on YouTube like hundreds of times for sure. In detail, you know, I have had some thoughts about, you know, arranging Chopin for guitar. Oh. However, I've been you know, literally I've been trying to do that for 2 years. I've been very, very focused on that sort of idea. But to mess that up would be, oh my God, it would be awful. It would be absolutely,
rather don't do it.
Yeah,
So now we're in the world of the known pieces with the Polonaise in A-flat by Chopin. Polonaise in A flat by Chopin, and the choice of my guest, Marcin Paculek, an 18-year-old Polish solo guitarist who's in town to play with the group CH2 at a concert at Paul Kluwer on Saturday, the 9th of March, where we're going to hear and see a whole lot of your styles and ideas. And the whole point of this acoustic fingerstyle you're going to demonstrate there as well. Mm. So, you know, Marcin, as you're only 18, you have a massively long career ahead of you, and one wonders, actually, where it's going to go. Do you ever wonder that, or are you living in the moment?
Well, I get a question a lot, you know, about the future and about how I sort of put myself, you know, and my mentality. However, the only real answer I can give is my mentality has always been the same ever since I was 10 and I started playing the guitar, thanks to my dad, who told me before my first competition, he told me, you go out on the stage, you play the best you can, you get off, and the rest is not in your hands. So why in the world would you worry about that? And I have been doing now for 8 years, I have been playing the guitar, soon to be 9, and I have always been just trying to do the best I can to convey the thoughts and the emotions that I was feeling through the guitar. And because I was blessed to have some natural, you know, offers and proposals happening and situations coming up, I feel like it's only reasonable to just continue putting myself fully into the music and not worrying really about what's happening in the future. Of course, it's very important. I have been accepted to Berklee College of Music, for example, where I would study film scoring as my major of choice. However, it's still a year away, basically, and now it's all progressing so quickly that I just don't want to put myself in a box.
No, you mustn't. And also don't do too much too soon in case, you know, of...
Well, in May, I'm writing my final exam in Poland, right? It's like the SATs in the States or A-levels. I'm not sure what the equivalent is here in South Africa.
It would be matric here, yes.
Matric, so it's matura and matric similar, yeah. So need to prepare for that, definitely.
Yes, good. In the meantime, you can enjoy Cape Town and South Africa, and I hope you do get to see some of the city, because as you said, it's quite a remarkable city.
Wonderful.
And in return, I'm going to come and visit Warsaw.
Yes.
And you can take me for a Polish beer. Yeah,
and a big hug, yes.
And a big hug, yes, I forgot. Now, your last piece, Marcin, is some jazz coming up. Tell me what and why.
Well, I wanted to mix things up, you know. Of course, all the pieces we've heard so far have been classical, even though in a very mad style, I can say. However, it's not that I only listen to classical music, definitely not. And for example, electronic music is also a big thing, but jazz I've started digging into very recently. I mean, like 2 years ago maybe I started, and I picked Kamasi Washington, who's a wonderful saxophonist from the States. But to say saxophonist is way too little, because of course he's a composer and there's so many people behind him, you know, like his whole family is involved in the project, and just such a good like family and friends vibe coming from this his music. It's just wonderful, it's exhilarating, so why not pick it, you know?
Okay. Well, I'll take you up on that, certainly, Marcin. But thank you. As I say, it's been a treat to talk to you, and all the best. And just for your information, you get tickets at WebTicket. Is that right, Marcin?
Indeed,
for the concert
that is
on
right.
The 9th.
Paul Kluwer, 9th March.
Okay. Marcin Paculek, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
People of Note on Fine Music Radio was proudly brought to you by Peter Turin Productions.
This March, Peter Turin invites you to enjoy a night of fun and laughter at Theatre on the Bay with For Love, a unique evening of comedy variety which promises to be a not-to-be-missed theatrical experience, starring acclaimed West End actors Delina Kidd, Nicholas Waring, Claire Carey and Donald Douglas. Don't miss these four actors presenting six scenes from the most popular playwrights of the 20th century, including Noel Coward, Harold Pinter, Alan Bennett, Michael Frayn, and much, much more. An unforgettable night at the theatre. Don't miss For Love, from 6th to the 16th of March, only at Theatre on the Bay.